Another blood-red sunset and yet another moon facing still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey y'all, I'm Jules. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa, the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me as always is the spirit doctor, Kelly Sparta. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Jules. So this is a special off time episode.
And bonus content.
Yes. And the reason is that we are 4 years old today. Woohoo!
Yay!
We started on the summer solstice in 2018, and I wanted to put out a special 4 year episode. And I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has been with us from the beginning, who has come in the interim, and who is brand new today. And I wanted to say thank you to everyone for the time that you spend listening to us, for the time that you spend supporting us, anybody who's rated us or given a review. Thank you so much. You guys make such a difference, and I so appreciate you. And as a thank you, you know, I know we talk about the Inner Peace program all the time, and you guys never hear me talk about any sort of discount or anything on that because I just don't do them. But I did want to say thank you because it has been 4 years. And so I am going to offer you guys a special deal for my 4 year anniversary here. And then I also have a special, deal for you guys. Not like a sale deal or anything, but I want you guys to contribute. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but I want your opinion on things. And so, but before we get started on that, the Inner Peace 101 sale is the program that we keep talking about in the series. That is, we help you to address your fear and your anxiety and your worry, your dread, your self-doubt, your inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. That combination of things helps you to have a sense of emotional and energetic safety. And that is so huge. I mean, Jewel, you went through that program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, can you talk for a minute about what it was like for you?
Oh, sure. I had no idea what to expect, but I knew I needed help with something. I didn't feel like myself. Now, mind you, this is after I had been married for a long time, gotten divorced, and my confidence was, and my own self-worth, self-love is in the sub-basement, right? So I'm like, well, if I screwed that up or whatever, then I'm not worthy of anything. This is all that, you know, I'm worthy of. So I lowered my standards. I did not make very wise decisions. Everything was transactional, as I learned in the program. It was transactional love. But I didn't realize all of those decisions, they stemmed from childhood trauma, and they stemmed from things that I had never addressed in my life because I was so busy focused on fixing other people's things because I was the fixer. I'm the go-to, you know, and, oh, well, help, you know, Dr. Jewel, psychologist is in, you know, right? I'm so not a doctor at all. I would just, you know, repeat Dr. Phil stuff. And so, but they would, you know, people would come to me, ask my opinions or whatever. And, oh, you need help with that? Absolutely. Anything that would keep my focus away from focusing on myself, because there are parts of myself that I was ashamed of, that I didn't want to talk about, I didn't want to admit to. And through that program, it was gently but firmly, you helped me through that. And I am back to being myself, that I was, and even am more improved of myself, version of myself, right? So my self-confidence is back. If someone has an issue, yeah, that's really their issue. And as I understand now, that's their path. So I'm on my path. It is not my job to interfere with their path. That's them to figure out their path, right? And not take on someone else's burdens onto my own because I just want to help them. And it was a big process for me. You know, I did a lot of crying during that process, you know, but I have also learned not to be embarrassed about when I do need to cry because that is shedding all that bullshit and crap that I was toting around forever. And it allowed room for the love to come in. So yeah, peoples, peeps, audience, y'all need to sign up for this. I'm telling you, it's life-changing.
Awesome. And I'm making it easy. It is, I'm doing something that is unprecedented. I'm only doing it this month. It's only until the end of the month. And it is a 30% discount. It is only until the end of the month. There is a link in the show notes that will get you to the page, or you can just go to kellysparta.com online programs, Inner Peace 101. This is only on the full version of the course. It is not on the self-study version, but it is on the full version of the course with the coaching and the discussion group and the whole nine yards. And you use the code SPIRIT30. It's all in capital letters, SPIRIT30. And the number, the 30 is the number, 30, right? And that will get you your discount. And that will work on both the full pay and the monthly pay version. So I hope to see you all in the program. It is amazing and life-changing. People tell me all the time that they don't recognize themselves when they come out the other side, and that's in a good way. So I highly recommend it, and you guys will really enjoy it. Now, the next piece is I am in the process of putting together the schedule for next year. And I do a series every year. You know, we've got the ongoing mythology series, and now I need a new series idea. And, you know, in the past, we've done the Wheel of the Year. We've done the Seven Chakras. We've done the Seven Deadly Sins and Virtues. We've gone through a lot of different series. We've done the Becoming a Lightworker series this year. I am looking for a new series to do. So if you are thinking, geez, I would really like to know more about X, and I'd like to know about it in more detail, then please write in, send an email with your suggestion to series, S-E-R-I-E-S, at kellysparta.com. And that's K-E-L-L-E, sparta.com. And so series at kellysparta.com. And please send in your ideas because, you know, it's been 4 years. I've been coming up with content and this will be the fifth year. And I'm getting, you know, I could use a little help, guys. What do you want to know? What do you want to learn about? Tell me what's important to you and where you are in your journey and what you would like to learn more about, because I am happy to share whatever it is that you guys want to learn about. So please send in your suggestions to series at kellysparta.com. And don't forget to take advantage of the sale that's good until the end of June. And that is our celebration. We have done amazing episodes. I have to tell you, one of my favorite episodes was the fourth episode we ever did. And it's because it was so spontaneous. It's the episode where I started out talking about the elements and ended up casting a circle around everyone who would ever listen to the episode and sucked all the air out of the room. And Joey looked at me and was like, I can't talk, which I found out later he edited out of the episode. So I went back and listened to it. I was like, I got to hear that. And I was like, he didn't leave it in.
He was trying to be professional.
I know. Trust me. It was like my favorite part, but
that was awesome
because it was like, wow. It told me how big the podcast was going to be. And we are at the top 3% now of podcasts worldwide. And so that is just stunning and amazing. And that's because of you guys. You know, I loved that episode. I loved the episode that we did talking about what ritual is about. I love the episode that we did. And that was episode 18. And I love the episode that we did that was about Wow, my brain just went brain dead because I said episode 18, and then my brain went, nope, I don't have it anymore. What were we talking? Oh, yes, the ritual that we did, where we did the Grail ritual.
And that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, and the prep work we did for that in the middle of the pandemic because we were all being initiated, and so I love that. What about you, Jewel? What's some of your favorites?
That absolutely the one with the Grail, cut that sucker works. I've done that a few times, just to let you know. The sound healings, those always surprise me, that I can literally feel stuff going on inside and feel the energy moving crazy. That was my first experience with a sound healing, by the way, was your podcast.
Oh, there you go. Well, and you discovered when you came on and started co-hosting with me that it was all my voice.
That was all your voice. I'm like, oh, she's got one of them big, like in the Ricola, you know, commercials or something. Yeah. Not so much people. Yeah. She does that with her vocal cords. So it was crazy. Let's see. I'm just looking through all of them. Oh my God. What the dream walking one? Because let me tell you, my husband and I dream walked in each other's dream, and we were like, wait, what? You dreamt what? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's looking at me like I have three heads. And he's like, yeah, I had that same dream. I'm like, dude, what? And we were in, like, we were characters in the same dream, but we knew it was each other, even though we looked different. It was crazy. And I'm like, no way. This just did not happen. Yeah. Yeah. That was way, way cool. And then one of my all-time favorites is, here's how to not blow yourself up, kids. And then what do? We go try it. Because I did, and I blew myself up. So then from then on, I listened to Kelly as to not to blow myself up. Because it is not fun to blow yourself up.
No. I also love the goodbye to Joey. Because Joey was our co-host for the first 3.5 years. And I mean, he and I were in tears the whole episode. It was such an outpouring of love from the listeners. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, I was boohooing like crazy. And then I'm like, great, no pressure, you know, coming in. Hello, giant shoes. You know, I'm like, here's me with my country ass accent on this podcast after Joey. Are you kidding me? So... You know, yeah. No problem. No, but
yeah. Retrospective.
Yeah. But it was awesome. He laid an amazing, amazing foundation. And the charisma that both of y'all had playing off of each other was fantastic. I mean, I started out as a listener, you know, Faith, my coworker, she turned me on to your podcast and I was hooked. And then of course, you know, I start binge listening and, you know, and then it gets the one, don't listen to this one while you're driving. I'm like, crap. Now I got to hit pause until I get to my office, you know? So it was way fun. Oh, and then the mythology series, especially the one about with the labyrinth and all that, that was way fun.
So as you can see, guys, if you have not been with us from the beginning, it has been a wild ride, and there is more to come. We are very excited, and I'm excited to be transitioning this podcast to Panama when I get there, and I'll be able to tell you guys about all the cool stuff that happens down there, because I have a sense that I'm going to start doing ritual down there. I just can feel it coming. You know, I'm feeling like I need to do more one-on-one work, more work with people who are... Oh, Jules got chills.
I just got chills. Ooh.
More work with people in a ritual space, more work with people, you know, like... My husband and I are talking about doing these amazing sort of one-person retreats where you come and stay in our home. And my husband's a chef, so he would custom do a menu, and we would do, you know, a private retreat for you, and, you know, do the whole nine yards. So.
I'll guinea pig that, just because, you know, you're going to need a trial run.
Okay.
You know this, to work out all the kinks.
Okay. I will put you on the list.
That's going to be great.
So, yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of cool stuff coming up, and we're super excited about it. And I am opening up. I have not done a lot of private one-on-one work. In fact, I don't do one-on-one work unless you buy it one-off. You have to be in one of my programs right now to work with me. And, And I am actually going to start doing some one-on-one work with people. So that's up there as well. So if that's something that interests you, just reach out, because there's only going to be a few spaces. I'm not going to do a lot of this. So, you know, I'm not going to work with a ton of people just because. So I'm excited about this new path, about this new way of being. So it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how the energy in Panama is going to be different than where you are now, and how that is, you know, if and how it's going to, you know, blow everything up in a good way, you know, and influence things, because that'll be really cool. We may have to do some show and tells.
Yeah, we might have to do that. We'll have to see. Might have to do some Facebook lives or some, you know, YouTube lives or something. I'll have to see how we do this. And for those of you looking for the minis, I just need to tell you, we are not doing any more of the minis, at least for the foreseeable future. I'm focusing entirely on the move. So,
you're kind of spread a little thin right now. Yeah, you're kind of spread a little thin. So for now, you know, we're going to put them on hold, you know.
Yeah. So we're going to just put those on hold, and that'll be good. You know, I will be coming to you with TikToks throughout the entire time of the journey down, and, you know, what's going on with me and my life and how we're going through the process and the whole nine yards there. So you will not lack for content. And we have pre-recorded a bunch of podcast episodes so that you will have podcasts to keep you company until I can get down there and get established and get ready to record again. So do not worry. You will not be without your addiction. I will take care of you.
So. I prepare for the party for the first podcast that we record when she's down there in Panama, because we're going to start it out with, like, yeah, I don't know, fire ceremony on the beach or something. I don't know. We're going to have all kind of rocking stuff happening. Well, I'm just shooting from the hip.
Because I'm nowhere near the beach in Panama.
It could be an imaginary beach.
We will do it in our backyard. How about that?
There you go.
That'll be good. All right. All right, folks. Well, thank you for hanging with us. This has been a great retrospective. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a loyal listener. I love you. I appreciate you so much. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
And with that, that's all that we have for this week, folks. Tune in next time when Kelly adds another chapter into your guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Jewel, here with Kelly Sparta, and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, everyone.
Bye.
Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car, I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong. Knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself, I'm driving.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.